This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. I recently studied 2 Thessalonians 1 in preparation for a message. I determined after reading the chapter a few times to do an analytical study of it. I call this a 4S approach: spread, sort, structure, and summarize. It's similar to doing a picture puzzle. When you empty the pieces of the puzzle on the table, you first need to turn all of the pieces right side up. Once you spread them out before you, start sorting them into groups. Some start by finding the corner and border pieces. Others start by putting similar colors together. Next, put the pieces in each group together and then join the groups. You finish by putting in the remaining pieces. To begin studying 1 Thessalonians 1, I wrote down each detail I came to. It begins with Paul introducing his teammates, Silas and Timothy. The book was addressed to the church in Thessalonica. This church had a relationship with God the Father and Jesus Christ. Put this way, it indicates the Father and Jesus Christ are equal. This relationship with God opens the door for them to experience grace and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. As the providers of grace and peace, the Father and Jesus Christ are again put together as equals. Then Paul begins his prayer with thanksgiving. In this he affirms their growth in faith and that their love for each other is increasing. Let me encourage you to read the rest of the chapter, noting all the details, including this prayer of Paul for the church in Thessalonica. If you'd like to review this message, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.